And here's what's happening in celebrity news, y'all. All right, those Kardashians, y'all, and they mama, Kris Jenner. They're saying, y'all, that Kris Jenner says she's going to do whatever is in her power to get Beyonce and Jay-Z on the show, Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Now, they're saying, y'all, that with Kanye and Little Miss Kim allegedly supposed to be dating, y'all, they're saying, y'all, that what she's hoping to do is that Kim and Kanye and somehow go to a function, like maybe to watch the Throne concert where Jay-Z and Kanye are partnering up doing, and that the cameras will follow them, y'all, that Beyonce and Jay-Z and Kim and Kanye do some type of double dating deal, because she definitely wants them on the show, y'all. And they're saying, y'all, that Khloé, that Lamar, and everybody got Khloé tweeting, and everybody's tweeting and saying all kind of stuff, hoping, y'all, that Beyonce and them appear on the show. But this is what really bothers me, honey, now. Kim's ex-husband, y'all, Chris Humphries, he said, y'all, that the Kardashians just signed a new 3-year, $40 million contract, y'all, with E, y'all, saying that they want Kim to get with some dumb Negro, they say some black famous sucker, to date her. They say, well, guess what she did? She got with Kanye West, honey. He said, y'all, that this is nothing but a publicity stunt, that they do not like each other, they not going together, but the Kardashians want Jay-Z and Beyonce to make an appearance on their show.
Saying ain't so.
But it is so, because I mean,
you are lying to me.
I wish I was. 40 million, Ricky. They are just using these. Don't let me say. But anyway, child, it's just a sad thing.
Using them Negroes.
Thank you. Using these dumb Negroes.
Ain't giving us nothing. Ain't putting nothing back in the system.
All she's doing is buying. Okay, ain't doing nothing but buying more silicone for her butt, and these dummies just running behind it like she.
Her butt real now.
I wish it was. You know, doggone with her butt ain't real, Ricky. Now, come on, hell.
Reggie Bush told me. George Bush told me. All them told me.
Well, they don't know no doggone better. But in other celebrity news, y'all, let's keep Calvin Klein, y'all, lift up in our prayers, y'all. It's being reported, y'all, that Calvin Klein's 22-year-old lover, paramour, Nick Gruber, y'all, was rushed to rehab on Calvin Klein's G4 jet, honey, the other day, because he's doing drugs, honey, and beating up on people, y'all. Now, they're saying, y'all, that Calvin Klein is paying only $35,000 a month, y'all, for him to stay at the Meadows Rehab, honey, in Arizona, and to try to get him sober up so he could come back, honey, and they could be in love again.
I used to love my Calvin Klein.
Girl, didn't you love your Calvin Klein, yeah, baby?
And it was like, I think it was like $30.
Yeah, they were
first came out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
With a little upside down cursive E.
Huh? Is that what, baby, you're in the wrong jeans, really.
Yeah, no, the first Calvin Klein to come out when I think I was like in the fifth grade, them Calvin Klein jeans.
Yeah, but they had no cursive upside down.
That was Calvin Klein.
No. No. I had the real. My grandma did give me some Calvin Klein, like the real ones.
I used to let you starch them real hard. Mm. Boy, that had crease.
And go to them high school basketball games and have your penny loafers on and your Hayes Pace Setters or Woodlawn Colonel socks.
Yeah, baby.
I never was sharp at them damn high school basketball games.
Honey, Brooke Shields did the commercial. She said, nothing comes between me and my Calvins. And that was my motto. Nothing came between me and my Calvins. So I love that commercial from Brooke Shields and Calvin Klein.
He got all personal real fast.
Right. I love it. All right.
A pair of jeans.
He got all sentimental.
Ain't nobody got time for this.
The good Lord today is Dye Man. On the high end, you say Dye Man. And on the low end, say Sapphire Blue.
What can Coleman say?
Damn it.